Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm delighted to be talking with the Executive Chairman of Kairos Minerals, Terry Topping. Now, some of you will know that Kairos Minerals have made some announcements to the market, and they've had a recent capital raise and rights issue, but they're getting on with the program, and I'm really pleased that I can be talking with Terry today. He's not out in the field at the moment, but he'll be back out there soon, and there's a lot of activity, a lot of news flow. So we wanted to get straight to the source and speak to Terry about what's going on, where they've come from, and what's the news flow for the future to help you, the investor, understand where your money's going. Welcome to the program, Terry.
Thanks, Kerry. It's here by Zoom, but it's still good to be here.
Yeah, we're learning new technology, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, I think as an exploration company, we're used to working at a distance. So it's not been as big a transition, I think. You know, we're used to having guys in the field and all over the place. So
this sort especially of stuff, where you are in the Pilbara.
True.
So let's talk about Kairos. So you've got a very large holding in the Pilbara area, the Pilbara Gold Province. And you've done this recent raising. You're back out in the field. So let's talk to investors about where you're at right now.
Yeah, so we had a bit of a delay, obviously, with the COVID situation. There wasn't really too many restrictions with respect to travel. It was a bit unknown early on, but we're back out in the field now. This time of year is about when we get out there. We're probably about a month late. There's also been quite a bit of rain up there recently as well, which makes getting around a little bit more difficult. So it's nice for us to kick off a field season, but when you get there and you get going, we're fine. We have a good 6 to 8 months now. The weather's 25 to 30 degrees and blue skies, so it's actually perfect.
And what are you planning on doing right now? So you've got your guys in the field. Let's talk about what you've directed them to get on with.
Yeah, look, last year we spent a lot of time doing regional work. We did a little bit of drilling late in the year at Mount York. This year's focus will be a lot more on drilling. So with that, we need to establish access tracks after the wet season, and the guys have been doing recon work, getting earth moving equipment in, but a bigger focus on drilling targets that we really established last year. But then also with the new discovery by De Grey, the Hemi style intrusive gold related mineralization, it really does throw up a new sort of target style for us to have a look at. And with a large land holding, and we do have a lot of that edge of these large granites, which seems to be the right place, it really, for us, we want to focus on that as well, I think, you know.
Yeah, because Terry, it started off as a conglomerate gold story, didn't it? And now you're looking at a different style of targets, is that correct?
Well, we started up there, Kerry, with about 120,000 ounces at Mount York. It's the old Linus Fine project. So there's mining pits there. There's an old area where the plant was, tailings, dams, things like that. And then the big story in the Pilbara was really Pilbara Minerals and Altura with their lithium mines. So the company sort of knew with small tenure that we needed more land to look for not only gold, but potentially for lithium, pegmatites. So we pegged 7 or 8 licenses, exploration licenses, about 3 years ago on the edge of these granites because it's the area that's prospective for pegmatites and lithium. It's also when the tenements got granted, and this is sort of going back just over 2 years ago, we had the conglomerate gold sort of rush, fever, excitement. And then it turned out that the areas that we'd pegged also were prospective for that. So we had a focus then on the conglomerate gold, but that was, how do I put it, that gave us that first impetus to go out to some pretty remote areas.
Yeah, and it is very remote up there as well. What was the, I guess when you're looking in such big area, I mean, we're not talking small areas, are we? It's no. large. So no. have you got previous data that gives you a better idea of where you should be pegging?
Not really. I mean, we've got the regional geosurvey mapping, which for the scale that it's done, you know, 1 to 500,000 and 1 to 100,000, if you're lucky, it's actually pretty good data. There's regional data sets that sort of give you an idea of broad geology. But to give you an idea, we went out and there were no conglomerate units mapped because there was no that level of detail. But when we went out there, first up using helicopters to start with, we found a lot of that horizon. So it's the same thing as what we're doing now with Hemi. We've only got those regional data sets. A lot of the areas we're in, there's no previous exploration. So we don't have any previous reports to go off. So effectively, you're the first person out there.
Well, that's and you're fairly close now. De Grey mining, when you mention Hemi, for those people that don't understand, that's De Grey mining, who have found a pretty big discovery out there and not that far away from where your areas are. Is that correct?
Yeah, the discovery is about 60 kilometres south of Port Hedland, and our tenements sort of kick in about that 90 k's south. And then, you know, once again, we've got a lot of different areas. But I think geologically, it's more the setting that's interesting. And it's still very early days with them. I mean, they announced a really nice intersection in December and things really took off in February. So it's, you know, it's still very new, which is good.
When you say the setting's really interesting, let's just expand upon that at the moment. I think you've got a couple of slides that you want to share with us as well. So be really interesting to have a look at what you mean by the setting.
Let me see if I can do this.
We love this. It's called learning as we go with sharing screens and all that fun stuff.
I've lost the...
Just go down the bottom. Anyway, while Terry's talking about that, I know that there's a lot of interest from shareholders at the moment, and you know, in the interest of people understanding, I am a shareholder in Kairos, and I think it's very interesting. But like I say to everybody, you must do your own research. But the reason I'm talking with Terry today, because I'm letting you know that I actually invest in these companies, so I'm talking as a shareholder to other investors out there to let's get right to the bottom of it and understand what it is that Kairos have got and how it will in your investment with the company. So Terry, we've got the corporate summary on there, quite a few shares on issue, some oppies there. Share price I think has gone up today from as I speak to you on the whatever date it is, I think it's the 18th of June. I think you're up at about 3 cents at the moment. So your market cap's probably about 34, 35.
Yeah.
So well done on that. But clearly there is interest in this area. And when we talk settings as before, let's talk about that and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so look, there's the metrics there. I'll go just through to this slide here. It's probably the best one for that one. Kerry, have you got that now?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Yeah, so you've got to... De Grey's Hemi up the top of the screen, and if you look at that, there's the main bitumen road, which is the Great Northern Highway, straight up to Port Hedland. So when we talk about remote, this one's not where they are, you know, 15 k's off a main road, 60 k's from Port Hedland, with all the mining infrastructure and facilities that you'd need. Now you can see what we've got there in the thing is Sister Super Sweet Granites. Now, we don't know a lot about Hemi and what's driving that mineralization. It's really too early. So what you do is you just look at where it sits around the edge of these granites. And we know that there's a lot of other gold mineralization around the edge of them if you look on that image. So there's obviously something there as a driving force. You've got our Pilbara Gold Project over to the right of screen with 873,000 ounces now. Once again, on the edge of this Sister Super Sweet with Pilbara Minerals in the area with their pegmatites. We've got Fuego down the bottom and Croydon, where we got a lot of new targets last year, and that will be a really solid focus this year. And this announcement just went out this morning with some new applications, which just expands our holding in the region.
And those are those recent applications down the bottom, 4384 and 4385. So they're recent ones. And why there, Terry?
Look, we like the edge of these granites. We like the edge where they intersect the greenstone belts, which are marked there. The granites are younger, so they've intruded into those areas. We think that's a great spot. So, you know, the ability to pick up ground in the area, that's something that, you know, we always keep an eye out. It's not as easy to do. So we're grateful when land right next door to you comes available.
Yeah, which is great. So let's talk about what the guys are going to be doing. And you mentioned drilling before. So you've done a capital raise, you've got money in the bank. And where shareholders are concerned, what they want to know is where's their money going and what are you doing and how do you see that playing out in the near term?
Yeah, like I said earlier, we didn't do a lot of drilling last year. One of the main reasons was we looked at Mount York and we just had to find new target areas. We want areas with grade. We found a lot of gold in stream sediment work at Fuego, like nearly half the stream sediments had gold in the pan before we got it assayed. We could actually see free gold. So we really chased that up as a target area. But this year is about drilling. Like you said, you need funding. And what we've been able to do recently on the back of a rights offer, which I'll talk to you about before we finish, we've got the funding to keep drilling at Mount York, but also drill Fuego and also at other targets within the Croydon project. So we look to be starting near the end of July. Now that'll probably be first up at Mount York while we establish access out to Fuego.
Okay, now, so that's coming up at the end of July. Now, just a slight aside again, as an investor, Eric Sprott's on your register. Is he very much talking to you all the time, or is he a sort of a set? How did that relationship come about?
Well, it did start in the early days with the conglomerate story. And Eric's been a solid supporter through the whole way. He's participating in this placement and rights offer. But Eric's obviously a pretty busy guy. So we tend to speak, you know, there's a large group of Sprott people. So we tend to speak to those guys as opposed to Eric. I think you get to speak to Eric, Kerry. We know that. So but he's very interested again, I think, in this area for sure.
And has this area now gone away from the conglomerate? Look, there was a, as you and I both know, a couple of years ago, there was a lot of, I don't like to use the word hype, but there was a lot of talk about the conglomerate gold story. And it seems to have gone away from that to more of a gold and granite story. Would that be correct?
I think it's just, when you do exploration, you follow up what you find. I mean, we'd never been out to parts of Croydon, and we did find a lot of nuggets which are part of that conglomerate story. So I still believe there's a real story there. It's just not easy. It wasn't really something that we focused on. You're not going to say no to finding nuggets on the surface. But when you find really big regional features with a lot of gold, a lot of that fine gold at Fuego, Fuego's not really the setting for conglomerates. It was something else. You just keep going with what you find. So is it finished? I don't think the story's finished. I think what it's shown is with it, the Pilbara story is just evolving. And well, it shows the different styles.
That's what I was going to ask you, Terry, because there are people out there that have poo-pooed the Pilbara as an area for gold. They've basically said, you're crazy, why would you go up there? But it seems to me that you're proving the naysayers wrong. Obviously, the De Grey story is evolving, and people are now starting to sit up and take notice. So do you think that you're going to prove them all right? Like, is this going to become a new, you know, a solid?
Well, a lot of the people that will see this will know a company called Northern Star. And Northern Star started with a mine called Paulsens.
Yep.
Now, I was with Taipan when we discovered Paulsens and drilled that out. And that's in the Pilbara. It's in the same geology as Fuego in these hardy sediments, right? So that was sort of mined 800 plus thousand, probably nearly 1 million ounces at 8 grams. So my history in the Pilbara goes back quite a way. So I'm happy to go and keep looking for more of them.
And so do you think Fuego has got some similarities to Paulsens? Is that what you're saying?
It's in the hardy sediments on a really big regional structure. It's not the same. We need to drill it to find out where the gold's coming from. But, you know, in a broad sense, it's got some similarities, yes. It's got the right ingredients to have something big. If you look at the scale of the soil anomaly, it's, you know, there's sort of gold and arsenic anomalies over 10 Ks, but it's still early days. And until you start putting drill holes in, we don't know.
And let's, for the people that will be watching this that actually don't fully understand, I guess, the timeframes around this, because look, we live in a world which is immediate gratification and people want it now, now, now. Can you just give a bit of an understanding to those people who either haven't invested yet in Kairos, but what's your time frame looking like? Because we're end of July, you're going to start drilling.
Yeah. And then it's probably a couple of weeks work at Pilbara Gold Project at Mount York. And then we should then move the rig straight over to Fuego. And these things depends a lot on early results. The important thing for us is to sort of, we've got drill targets and areas, but we want to generate new ones. So there's sort of two prongs to it. One, the regional work, which I think is always pretty exciting because you're going out once again to new areas. We use helicopters to get around just because we can get there quicker. But once you find new spots, you've got to develop access into there. So you can see from this image that we've got that Yandi Yarra Road. You know, once you get out there, it's actually not so bad. You know, it's access when you get there is all right. So drilling over the next few months, but generating new targets. We've got Sky Well out to the west, which once again is really got the right setting for that Hemi style. And we've done hardly any work out there. So the guys have just been out there again recently. It's a really good spot for regional soil sampling. Now, I think we've talked about it. Regional soil sampling isn't something that gets people excited, but it's your steps along the journey that get you there to find drilling targets. And you've just got to do it.
Well, that's right, because otherwise you can waste a heck of a lot of money drilling into rock, you know, without doing any previous soil sampling. So you can waste a lot of shareholder money that way.
Yeah, and the other thing that we need is really good data sets with AeroMag data. So we'll start that survey this week, and we'll get that over the next few weeks as well. And that hopefully will really start to define hemi-style intrusive targets so we can do the soil sampling over. So we can really focus that soil sampling. So, you know, there's a lot of these sort of layers that we need to do, but it generates really good news flow and activity over the next 6 to 8 months.
Terry, you've been in this business for 20, 25 years, I think. How excited are you? Like, obviously you've seen things before. You were there at Paulsens. What's your view on what you're seeing without, you know, going too over the top, I guess, but, you know, if you're looking at this and you're saying, is it a neurology play, or is this, there is a bigger play here than just the neurology with Hemi?
Yeah, I mean, neurology is sort of always an interesting term, you know, you don't mind. And I think that's where I use the sort of the idea of the Hemi, where it is from a setting point of view, from a technical point of view. So it's not that you're 2 Ks away or 50 Ks away. You're looking for similar features because, you know, when these rocks are all, you know, 2.7 plus billion years old. So things, and when it all happened was a long time ago. So you're looking at large features. Look, it's an amazing discovery. It's not very often you get something of this scale in what is an emerging province like the Pilbara. You know, it's got a lot of similar geology to the goldfields, but it's not got that, you know, series of gold mines. But also, like I said, it's probably pretty hard to go to the goldfields and find areas where people haven't been and done work. You do get that opportunity in the Pilbara. It's got amazing infrastructure because of the iron ore and the gas up there. And I just think you get a new discovery like that, and it is exciting because it makes you open up and go to new areas. And that's what it's all about. You know, you don't really know. You know, De Grey's share price went down all last year as they, you know, did silly things like define more ounces and generate more targets and soil sampling and regional sort of mag thing. And, you know, and then I think somebody quoted, I think it was a recent report, you know, it was an overnight discovery, 4 years in the making, which I quite liked as a title. I'll steal that from one of the analyst reports, but that's what it is about, really.
And you're right, Terry. And I think that that's what I said earlier, that, you know, sometimes people want this to happen all of a sudden. Don't take the right steps in the right order. And some of it can be for boring. But if you don't follow those steps in the right way, then you could very easily be back to square one before you make any sort of discovery.
Yeah, look, we get new shareholders every day, Kerry. That's how it works. And people's timeframes are completely different. Expectations change. And there's really not much we can do apart from focus on what's in front of us. Ultimately, the best result is a discovery, and we've seen that. That's always been my philosophy. And I think, you know, we do the work to make that discovery. And if that's in a time frame that doesn't suit investors, that's for them to decide.
Sure.
But you've seen with De Grey's share price and the Hemi discovery, what happens is that happens very quickly. And we see this. And I think that's where I think for our industry, discoveries are the most important thing to bring interest back. It's gold price is good. Everything else is good. But that's the thing that makes a difference.
Yeah, and I was talking to Barry Dawes yesterday, and he was talking about discoveries. And we do, as an industry, it kind of gives it a nice floor where people go, oh, there's a discovery. There is more gold to be found. And there hasn't been a discovery for quite some time. So maybe this is the new area. But my final question to you, Terry, is why do you think you said before that there's not been a lot of work done up here in the Pilbara. Do you think that's because everyone looked at it as an iron ore province and, you know, the Kalgoorlie region was gold and people just didn't put a separate hat on? I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think my experience when I first moved up here a long time ago was a lot of what we did in the gold fields when I started doesn't really work up here as well. Like if you drag up the same techniques, it, you know, we probably spun our wheels around Paulsens for 3 or 4 years, not doing it properly. So there's that. Definitely the iron ore thing. A lot of the land was held by the big iron ore companies. And if it's prospective for iron ore, they'll just hold it. And getting access to ground like that can be difficult. And then really the lack of larger companies probably prepared to take risks up here in the past has made a difference. I think it's just a combination of things. But, you know, I've never looked at it as though it's not prospective, same as the goldfields. I think it is. And who knows what we find over the next few years. Maybe there's a fair bit to catch up to.
Yeah, so you've got your work cut out for you over the next few months. You say six to eight months is where, when, you know, the time's right. 25 to 30 degrees rather than 50 degrees. And
true.
And hopefully the rain has stopped. Any final comments that you'd like to say to people that are out there that are either investors or not even investors yet?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, you'll hear these things and you get hype and neurology and all these things. But I think you've got to look at, you know, there's quite a few companies up there now. You know, we sort of stuck through the conglomerate story, didn't focus on that totally. You know, we focused on making a gold discovery and you follow the gold where it sort of leads you. And that's where we've got to at Fuego in the middle of Croydon. We've also got a lot of other regional spots. And I just think it's really exciting times. Keep watching the De Grey story because I think it's going to evolve in one of these stories through the year. And it just goes to show how quickly perception changes in an area. And you know, if that's helping us now get funding and get some more focus, then so be it. You know, we'll take that, but we'll put it back in the ground doing what we have been doing. You know, for us, there's no change in what we're doing.
Yeah, you've always been about putting the money back into the ground. So, Terry, thanks for joining me today and all the best with the drill program coming up.
Thanks a lot, Kerry. Thanks for the opportunity this morning.